אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 63.
We're reading from the writings of בעל הסולם. I call Thou Hast Sent Me In Behind and Before. Just to remind you, you can view our broadcasting on kab.tv. Questions may be asked on that website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Writings of Baal Salam, Thou Hast Ten Me In Behind and Before. Also, it's in Pri Chacham, Sage's Fruit, page 101.
אחור וקדם צרתני פירושו בגילוי
Thou hast hemmed me in behind and before, meaning the revelation and concealment of the face of the Creator. And in this way he awakens us, he shakes us, that the vessel itself is from inanimate and it can't move, and the number of actions from the kli, it then becomes vegetative, animate, and then speaking. And it all depends on the number of actions that the light does on the vessels, in the frequency that the light does on the kli, in which quality. Therefore, there's no difference between a small desire and a large desire, a desire of root or the first, second, third, or fourth. It all comes, as it says, from the still. And it all depends according to how the light influences the desire. This is because indeed his kingdom rules over all, and everything will return to its root. It all depends on the influence of the light, and even though it all comes from dust, most certainly the light with its influence, in the way it activates the desire, eventually it will bring the desire to the purpose that it determined for oneself. The desire is activated and only activated. Even though this desire that's activated, he has in its development by the light that constantly influences him. That's what it says, you don't have a blade of grass below, that it has an angel from above that strikes him and says, grow. Meaning only by the strikes, only by actions that come as sufferings, as deficiencies, and only by that the lower one grows. Meaning the action of the light is to awaken in the lower one additional deficiencies. And in the lower one, these deficiencies are felt as the unpleasant states that come to him and are revealed in him. But out of these deficiencies that are awakened in him, he learns out of lack of choice, because these deficiencies are to receive, and their emptiness awakens the lower one to search for fulfillment. And then this search for fulfillment brings one to the purpose, to resemble the upper one. Because the upper one creates in the lower one different shapes, different forms of himself, of the light. And therefore, this primary form of matter, which is in the beginning of creation, in a point of existence from absence, that's only the will to receive. And all the rest in the will to receive, that is additions from the will to bestow of the light. So as we see, we have no freedom of choice here and no action from the lower one. And that's the way it is with the development of the desire, from still, from dust to vegetative to animate. And in the development of the desire on the degree of speaking, there begins to be an essential change in the lower one itself. That the light that gives him many different forms of still, vegetative, and animate on this primeval form of matter, it also brings him a sense and thought and understanding of the purpose and the purpose of creation, the light begins to awaken in the lower one after it developed him to many different forms, many different of the previous forms that he begins to create in the lower one. Such forms that belong to the degree of the Creator alone and not with the attitude of the Creator to the creature. And this new form called the form of the Adam, of the human in the will to receive, that obliges the development from the side of the lower one from this matter, certain development that by that one needs to participate independently. From himself he needs to search ways to participate, but on the degrees of inanimate, vegetative and animate, then he developed according to how the light compelled him. And even though he was certain that he was alive, he still didn't, and he didn't have the feeling of the one who activates. Then now, in the fourth phase, he feels the sensation of the one who activates. And besides feeling that he's activated, he has a sensation that he must be the one who activates as well. He must take part in this entire process in front of him now. And this participation can be only with the previous desire from the side of the creature. That this previous desire from the creature, even if it's only revealed and discovered in his in potential or in concealment and not true desire, that already is called the degree of speaking. Because like the Creator, who created nothing but a deficiency, a person wants to have a new deficiency, that this deficiency has no previous preparation, because it so-called creates the deficiency, like the Creator, and by that he's called Adam. And it all happens by the light that influences this primeval form of matter that brings one to this development, until it becomes like the Creator in its ability to create, to want this new desire. And when one reveals this, eventually he discovers the adhesion, his adhesion with the activator, that there's no first or last, but he reveals it in such a way that he becomes in his actions, these small actions, but what he's capable of doing, then he becomes last as well. And by that he's called that there is a connection and a coupling and a unity in panim de panim, face to face, out of achor and kedem tzartani. Thou hast hemmed me in behind and before. Now let's continue. But the difference is in present tense, or future tense, because one who connects the two worlds discover his clothing in the present. And this is deemed the present tense, meaning that now too he comes out in royal clothes and evidently shows that the rider is not to subordinate the horse to the horse, but although it seemingly appears that the horse leads the rider, The truth is that the horse is provoked to any movement only by the sensation of the rider's bridle and headstall, and this is called the construction of the stature of divinity. And it's also called face-to-face, meaning if a person reveals himself, his existence in his life, that he is activated by the upper force in all the details, every detail, even to what happens inside of his corporeal body and in his brain and in his heart, meaning in his desires and in his mind, in all of his actions, past, present and also future, that he's certain that he's in his life, he's completely activated by this upper force. This connection is called panim bepanim, face to face. What does this stem from? It stems from the first state that he didn't even think that he's activated, and he didn't even think about this at all, meaning he was in the degree of animate, and he began to think out of his troubles, what's the meaning of life, where does this arrive to me, this known question, why am I suffering so much? Then he began to think, what's the benefit of this life? Who gave me this life? I didn't choose them. Until he begins to reveal that there might be this foreign force, this domination, and when he reveals it, then the connection with the activator begins. Until he reaches the state that he sees that he's activated in every possible thing. But this comes to a person by a great deal of sufferings, by a great deal of disappointments, that in the first place, in every action he thinks that he's doing it, that he decides that it's not him doing this inner action, physical or mental, and that there's like a hand in him like a puppet that's just activating this puppet in any possible way. And his concealment that there's someone that's controlling him in every possible way, every movement, on the one hand, and on the other hand, that this concealment I want it to be revealed, and I want to reveal this not because I'm just in this desire that I have curiosity, that it's opened up for me only on the condition that I want to identify with these actions, that I want to justify them no matter what. The main thing for me is to justify the actions of the activator. Even if I'll go in the path of death, I won't be afraid because you are by my side. So the main thing is to see the creator and not the actual states themselves.
So if I'm in actions which I reveal him, even in the worst possible, my will to receive according to the sensation of bitter and sweet. The main thing that it'll be truth and not falseness, that it comes from him. And if a person prefers this, such that he rises himself from the scrutinization, from bitter and sweet to truth and falseness, and he wants to reveal only there is none other than him, this is called for him a true revelation. He receives new vessels. He sees that upon all his previous actions, yes, nothing really changes. The reality is the same reality. He discovers these new abysses, these empty desires, but he reveals in them the fulfillment of love. And that's good for him. Despite that, in actuality, if he measures it according to his vessels, he doesn't receive. And it's enough for him. He desires mercy, chafetz chesed. And then there's coming an even higher degree, that from this fulfillment of chafetz chesed, he reveals additional forces to bestow this happiness and this intensity to the Creator as if he is receiving everything. This is called that he's coming to the degree of reception and the intention to bestow. He doesn't receive a thing if he's speaking about the initial desires. The first restriction does not get cancelled. Thus, we see in this manner that each time there are degrees in our path of adhesion, of identification, that mutual identification, that the like the horse wants to it all in order to love the rider, to identify himself with the rider, and not to take any account with himself. How does the light build desire in the vessels, and how does the vessel, a person builds his vessel with the assistance of the light, the assistance of the upper one. It's not that he reveals in this his weakness, or that he reveals in this that, oh, he's the creature. No. He wants it in this manner. Like, there are many discernments here that are not exactly that it's from within this that he does not agree with this. He agrees with it. He feels that it's good that it's in your hands. That's how he turns to the Creator. He reveals that the light can create in him these new vessels, these new desires. So it's always according to like the weakness of our language. It's hard to express, but it's found that during over time a person always reveals himself that on one hand he is a creature, he is created, but on the other hand he does not reveal any flaw in it. He suddenly reveals that it's all in love. The child does not feel himself that he is lesser than his mother and father. He demands from them. He's the head of the family. Everything is around him. That's how a person actually feels. That's how Adam feels. He doesn't, upon this oppositeness, he also reveals the wholeness, the completion. Thus, from the Creator, we can always reveal only vessels of bestowal. Otherwise, it would always be like we'd feel ourselves lowly with respect to the upper one, and there's nothing worse. Where does the restriction come from? It's from this that there's a host, everything's by him, he's strong, he fulfills me, he gives me everything, and all the vessels and all fulfillments are from him. And then I make a restriction. I am unable to put up with this, to maintain this, just anything but this. This is called hell. These are truly sufferings of hell. And thus it's never revealed. Thus, after the first restriction, everything I do, I need to create in me, in some form, attributes of bestowal from beforehand. And then I reveal everything in mutual love. Otherwise, I'll once more reveal this hell. This shame that there is a host and he's the upper one and everything. But in this manner I can reveal the Creator as the upper one in love. Like the baby who reveals his mother, yes, he's crying out to her, he's and calling her, he's equal to her in this. So we speak about these degrees, these upper degrees, as degrees of adhesion, of equality. Equivalence. Why do we, in our stupidity, are like unhappy with this, that the light is revealed only with the equivalence of form of the vessel? If it would be revealed without equivalence of form, I would feel myself flawed and lowly, and the receiver, the shameful, horrible, is embarrassed. I don't know what. The revelation of the light with respect to the vessel would bring my vessel the sensation of hell. This is called hell. These are sufferings of hell, this shame. Thus, there is the restriction that before we reach revelation of the Creator, we should feel ourselves equal to Him. Oh, you're revealed? Great, now we're equal. I can give you whatever you give me, as much as you give me. The first restriction fixes this for us. It doesn't get cancelled in order to keep us from this shame, this suffering of hell. And we're like not happy. Where is it? Why is it not revealed? Are you ready? He's guarding you in these concealments. Because this is a sensation which is worse than death. It's a person gets burned up on the inside from this. This small sensation of shame. You see how many people commit suicide? Not too long ago there was something in the news here. A small sensation of shame, a person can't have... Maybe in this world a person can have excuses, but here in spirituality you can't. It's better death than life, immediately. The suicides, in the end, they come from the sensation of shame. Even though we think it's from despair and all sorts of things, no. There, inside, within that, there is the shame. You spoke about the precedence of deficit, and you said that it can come be'alma from the creature. What is be'alma, Rav asks? Well, I can understand. What is this? I don't understand either. Maybe you could explain it. Maybe this belongs to our circulation. I don't know what you mean, Rav says. My mind is not in that anymore. It's next. The question from Asaf from Campus Kabbalah in Petah Tikva, and also a student Alman from Philadelphia. Many times I justify the Creator, but I feel very bad. Is this truly called to justify the Creator? No. How could it be? Somebody beats me and I kiss his hand and I cry out and with tears, and this is tears of sorrow. I tell him, no, I enjoy this. No, this is tears of happiness. How is this possible? It's only in the condition that I reveal the happiness, that from this that I reveal the Creator. And thus, it's a great mitzvah to be in happiness. Because the happiness itself is not a mitzvah. Rather, it is the criticism on this that it's truly a mitzvah, on this action of bestowal. Yes? We're on the row Aval. But one who has not yet come to dedicate all his movements to the Creator alone, and the horse does not equalize its movements to the rider's bridle and head stall, but appears to do the opposite, and the handmaid appears to rule the mistress, this is called the posterior. Hence, you should not think that you are drawing away from holiness, from that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all. Thus says the Lord, surely with a mighty hand, etc. For he that is banished be not an outcast from him. Meaning it doesn't matter what state a person is in, like we said with this raw form. We're developing from the point of existence from absence through the degrees of still vegetative animate and speaking. The light operates, and of course we cannot run away from this process. It does everything in us, like we learned from the introduction to tests. In the first, second, and third state, all these states already exist. The final action is determined by the initial thought. We go through this in our improvement, in our correction, that we shall agree with this process. And when I agree with this process, then it's revealed. I could say maybe differently, that I am already in the final state, the perfect whole state, in the end of correction, in all sorts of discernments which are complete and whole and good. Everything is already found. Just what's concealed is that state from me, And it's revealed to the extent that I can be equal with it, that I can reveal myself in a state that I am equal. That's a problem. Because if I would reveal that I'm not equal, according to the first state that I'm not equal, there there were sufferings of hell from this that I received from the Creator. Now, if it would reveal to me the state, it would be revealed much worse, 620 times more shame. Now, let's say, when I'm requesting, give me an end of correction, let's say, yes, there would be revealed a state that I am as if seemingly whole and equal to the Creator, and it's revealed in me vessels which are opposite, meaning the state would be 620 times worse than what brought the vessel to the first restriction. We need now, really to such an extent, to guard ourselves and to reveal these stages of the states of wholeness with the precedence of our correction. Because if in the first state it would be revealed only the gap between the bestower, the reception to the bestowal, now in the third state there would be a gap between to one bestower to the other, and that I'm not equal to that. There would be a gap between like my corrected self and corrupted state, and that gap is 620 times worse. Thus, there is a concealment here which is very precise upon every stage of mine, how to create in me, to open up in me the correct deficits, correct discernment. The next stages each time, next states each stage, and that's how I reach the final, the end. As much as we may understand, we don't understand. It's written a few things that we need to carry out about the group and study from the correct books, about the persistence and the path, and everything that rises in your hand and ability to do, do so. Thus says the Lord, surely with a mighty hand, etc. For he that is banished be not an outcast from him, and every wheel turns to come to holiness, its root. Therefore, although it seems that the horse leads the rider by its base desire, the truth is not so. It is the rider who leads the horse to his destination. However, it is not apparent in the present, but in the future. Hence, that way there is contact as well, but it is back to back, meaning not by the will of the dresser or that of the dressee.
But those who follow his will discover for themselves the royal dresses in the present, connected face to face through the will of the dresser, for that is precisely his wish. And this is the meaning of, because thou hast not served the Lord. What does that mean? Of course, now I'm in a middle state, maybe the beginning of the path, not important. Like a small baby, that if he wants to connect to his parents, even though he's tiny and small, doesn't understand anything, he gives pleasure to his parents even more than when he'll grow up, because his efforts are efforts from his deficiency, and this deficiency is not on his own account. We shouldn't feel ourselves as lesser, like in religion or like in other methods. No. If I make an effort according to my state to reach equivalence to the Creator, then I'm whole. And it's not important if I'm a small degree or a big degree. I'm complete according to my own degree. And there is no difference in the feeling of the sensation between perfection on a small level or on a higher level, because it's all measured according to the kli. And if I'm small, then I make an effort out of this great deficiency and this great concealment, then I cause the Creator to have great pleasures, much more even than when I'll be in revelation and in lishma and repentance from fear, repentance from love. And Baal Salam writes about this in the introduction to Tess, that we don't understand that in this time of preparation, then we're giving the Creator great pleasure by making an effort to walk in this path, even though it's difficult and we're confused and we get disappointed. Not important. That's why whoever's on the path, he has to be proud of it, that he is aimed towards reaching equivalence to the Creator in each and every state. And he has no plans to jump over his head. Wherever you are, then you complete it. The small world will be revealed. The small degree of adhesion to the Creator will be revealed, and that's fine. If you're not given larger deficiencies, don't go and start inventing them. It's called Chafetz Chesed. You're already in it, meaning we have nowhere to escape, but only to a place where a person studies, where he is, where he feels. In that place, you're going to reach this compensation. And then you'll reveal a world of Ensof, because each time it's a world of Ensof, because it's called En Gvul. There's no limit, there's no border. You adhere to the Creator, He's in you, and you're in this mutual coupling. That's what He's saying. But those who follow His will discover for themselves the royal dressers in His present, connected face to face through the will of the dresser.
Yes,
Seth.
So a person realizes, is proud, he's happy that he's controlled by the Creator.
אז האדם מבין והוא מגאה והוא שמח בזה שהוא נשלט על ידי הבורא.
Where does he discover bestowal?
איפה הוא מגלה את ההשפעה, אם כך?
לא הבנתי.
אם האדם מתגאה בזה שהוא נשלט על ידי הבורא ושמח בזה, במה ההשפעה?
שהוא מגלה את זה.
That he discovers it. We don't do anything except for revelation, for discovery. That's our entire work, to reveal the system of godliness. And when I reveal it, I'm currently in concealment, in the final state, in the third state, which is also the first state, the only state the Creator created. The end of a thought is from a preliminary act. The moment He wanted it to be, it became. That's it. Now, I only reveal this prepared state. I don't act anywhere here according to the actual state that this light and kli together exist. I act in order to reveal it, to reveal Him. That's the actions that I do. So on the one hand, we're speaking about the state that exists, and on the other hand, we're speaking about the degrees, about our own states, how we gradually reveal it. That's the degrees of the worlds. But by that, we don't construct anything new. But we reveal new vessels within us, that these vessels open up for us this same state that was there in the first place in reality. So towards my vessels, it's constantly new vessels that are revealed within me. What are they revealing? New states towards me, according to me, but they all come from this third state that is already stabilized in the first place. It exists. In the article called The Secret of Conceivement and Birth, says that the Creator has pleasure that His creatures constantly innovate and develop, and these innovations aren't true innovations, but it's like copying, and according to this copying of the system of nature, it's measured the degree of our development. If you're speaking towards actual reality, there's no innovation here. If you're speaking about how it's revealed towards you, of course it's innovations. If you speak about the vessels that you need to invent, you need to construct in order to reveal the existing reality, then you clarify them, you construct them, you raise man, yes, you do. So what are you speaking about? Back to Seth's question, you said whoever has to be on the path in each and every state that's revealed, he has to be proud that it aims him towards the Creator. But if he's proud from it, then how does he reach bestowal? That was the question. Look, all these words, all these discernments, everything you want to say, we can check it according to this egoistic will to receive. And according to bestowal, the words are the same. When I read Torah, it depends how I read it. To be proud could be negative, but it could be positive. Yes? Like it's been said about the Creator, that he's proud. Maybe you continue reading a bit? Or you want to ask? I wanted to ask, if the purpose is to reach equivalence of form, then why does the person need the light to construct a vessel? He needs vessels for equivalence of form, not to receive the fulfillment. You can say, wait a minute. The vessels are vessels of will to receive. These vessels are in order for me to receive. What do you want to receive for? In order to reach equivalence of form. So fine, let him reveal it himself. It's like it's lesser that he needs the light in order to construct these vessels. A person feels lesser that he needs the light? Yes, because if we want equality, the equality is not in the self-construction. Also in self-construction, also lights, vessels, thoughts, deficiencies, everything is from above. I have nothing. The only point called me, the I, is a point that has nothing to do with the Creator or the creature, something in the middle. It's called the third middle part of Tiferet. And everything else I receive from the Creator, from above to below. We learn as the following. We have vessels from above to below, the middle third of Tiferet. This is my point. All of these vessels, bestowal, up above and below is Kabbalah, reception. And it's not mine. It's all of this is vessels created by the Creator. It's His. I need these vessels of bestowal as much as possible. And these vessels of reception as much as possible. I have to join them to the same point, which is me. You can say it's an imaginary point. Does it even exist? In your imagination, I don't know. Well, that's not important. I will discover later on what this point is. It's not simple. But I have this vessel, this point called the middle third of Tiferet, and everything else is not up to me, so there's no shame towards that. There is no shame. It seems to you egoistic in our world that you receive something. Anything you receive, there is shame, right? No, here there's no shame. Small example, I go to work and my boss gives me a place to work, he gives me machinery to work with, whatever. And then he pays me, he gives me money. What did I give? I gave my exertion. Besides that, I didn't give anything. He thought about the job. He thought about the material. He invented the tools. He invented everything. I came, took all these things, and just put in my effort, my exertion. And now I'm receiving reward for it. Meaning, what do I have shame for? Only to receive something prepared without my exertion, but not for the tools, not for the material, not for the plan, not for everything he constructed for me to work. No, I have no shame for that. You understand this example? The same thing here. At least, are we finished with that? If I take from this middle third part of Tiferet myself as acting, and I begin to connect to myself vessels of bestowal and reception, then I demand from him, give me this, give me that for my work. Then he gives it. He gives it. I work for him. I feel that I'm working for him. What's my reward? That I resemble to him? Also the force of bestowal and reception, it's all afterwards in order for me to be able to bestow to him. I have nothing left besides the sensation that I'm equal. And there's no shame in it. Think, there could be 1,000 questions here, but think and you'll see that it's like that. Yes, Rami. According to that example, what happens when the worker develops this sensation that he wants to steal from his boss? Fine, so let him steal. There's no smart as one who's experienced. There are those who acquire the wisdom without stealing and being punished, and there are those who have to go through this, and then only then they become smart. That's the difference between someone who's smart to someone who's experienced without wisdom. You have children, you know what it is, and you were a child yourself. Let's continue. And this is the meaning of, because thou hast not served the Lord thy God with joyfulness, for you will serve him anyhow. But the difference is that this way is in siege and in distress, meaning unwillingly, and the other way is by reason of the abundance of all things, meaning willingly. It is also written in the Midrash, the Creator gazes upon the deeds of the righteous and the deeds of the wicked, and he does not know which the Creator wants, whether the deeds of the righteous, when he says, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided, meaning in the deeds of the righteous.
Meaning, this means that the Creator examines, meaning connects, with all the deeds and conducts, and everything returns to its root. Hence, the question is, which way is more desirable? In that regard, the Midrash is assisted by the verse, and God saw the light that it was good, meaning disclosure, which is in the deeds of the righteous. This is our sage's meaning in saying long and short and long. We have an article, yes, the long path and short path from Rabash, that actually it's exactly like Rami asked. How can a person advance? How can we advance? Of course, we want to advance as quickly as possible with the fastest pace and quick development, jumping forward, long steps, if it was possible, even in one big jump. is our egoistical force operating here, and a person specifically understands that he can understand that he can reveal the wholeness in every state, in every moment. But maybe he's not so hurried, but he's concentrated in the state he is currently in, and the current state he is in, there he wants to reveal the wholeness, the eternality, his unity with the Creator in the worst possible state there can be. Doesn't matter. It could be the same state where he reveals the connection. We don't need to run forward to other states. And this is a problem, actually, for beginners. They think they need to reach big changes forward. No. We are always found to be in states of infinity. I have not changed Havaya. And there's a verse which says, I have eaten the oldest. And the connection, my connection with the Creator, whether it's face in face, or posterior in posterior, it's all dependent upon my attitude towards reality currently. It's all with respect to man, how he understands where he has to focus himself, his heartfeltness, where he needs to concentrate himself. In the states we are in, you're in there, you'll reveal the wholeness. And you'll see that you're found to be in it. Rather, everything you need to do is to just reveal the Creator, push away the concealment, which is found in every place. And then you're with Him in unity. It's something very important because we're always like, oh, this is Atzilut Briya Yetzirah, somewhere over there, degrees, steps. We like don't know even what we are yearning for. No. We need to enjoy from the adhesion, the revelation, in the state that you're in. That's actually the correct direction. Because a person reveals the Creator in this life, within this world, in his connection with his friends, in his connection with that same book that's before him, or the television channel, or internet. Everything is found before us. We don't need to run anywhere physically, and nowhere, no other place spiritually. All these other places are in more depth from the present, from our present state. In greater depth. If we don't forget this, we'll hasten and shorten our times. It will absolutely turn into be in a much easier, shorter path. Yes, Bensi. If I want to reveal the Creator, I'm actually searching for some form of fulfillment. But how can I first of all search for a deficit? How do I not get confused between these two? I don't know what type of deficit, the type of fulfillment. A person is in all sorts of states. He needs... The question is incorrect. Thus, it's hard for me to grasp it. It's very confusing. I don't know what to tell you. We naturally are always searching for fulfillment, how to fulfill our desire. But we also, so it all depends on what do I want to get fulfilled by. Maybe I need to get fulfilled with love towards someone, in love, in bestowal towards someone. Maybe that I reveal someone that who I bring the present to, a gift to, that will fill me. Or that I reveal my desire to be fulfilled by that I take from someone. Maybe I even steal. It all depends what you want to get fulfilled by. That's what I'm telling you. In the same state, in the same place, yes, the place is called your desire. That which you currently live in, begin to clarify your state, your attitude towards the Creator in your present state. It all depends on how your attitude is towards the type of fulfillment. He bestows to you he influences, he has an attitude of love towards you, bestowal. You come to this, you'll reveal him. And for this you were given Rav group and books. Please take it. Everything else is already found. You concentrate them correctly. If you do so, then immediately in this place, you can already begin to reveal him. Because the light operates according to man's deficit. Just if you desire him to operate, the light that operates does only one thing. It builds in you intentions of bestowal. If you demand that, no problem. It immediately influences you. In the condition that you immediately demand it, even that you're not really demanding it, you're just sort of demanding it, even not truly. This is called lo lishma. Even he agrees even to this, that you are asking for it falsely. His attitude towards this, that it's as if truth, that you're truly asking for it. This is the call that a person is advancing from a state of lo lishma, but he already has something. First, we need to clarify, what do I want to reach in order to reveal the Creator? What internal state of mind? And in this, we're ending here. We have a few announcements for at the end of our lesson. The entire world clear is preparing for the next level. Two congresses around the world, 3 days of lectures of Rav Leitman, Yeshivot Chavarim, and meals and the Unity of Friends. The North American Congress is October 15 to 18 in Buffalo, New York. For signing up, please go to Kabbalah Congress. .com/info. The Turkey Congress, the Eurasian Congress 2009, is on 22nd, 23rd, 25th of October in Antalya, Turkey. For signing up, go to kab.info. We're inviting all our friends from Europe, Asia, and Russia to come and join us. Europe is uniting for a lesson every Thursday evening, 8:30 Israel time. For more details, send an email to europe@kbb1.com. Thank you. Have a great day.
Adam u'olam katan, avuro nivra olam. חברים מחפש כל החיים אהבת חברים מחפש כל החיים דרך ליבו של חבר רואים עולם אחר עולם שתמיד בו קיים עולם אמיתי ומושלם עולם שתמיד בו קיים עולם אמיתי ומושלם יחד, יחד, בלי ספקות ופחד מעל השנאה נעלה יחד, יחד, נתעורר ביחד ונאהב זה את זה הקשרים בינינו עוזרים לגלות את מטרת החיים את מה שהטבע דורש מיד בשמחה נממש את מה שהטבע דורש מיד בשמחה נממש יחד, יחד נדרוש תיקון ביחד ונביץ ידע זה יחד יחד, וזה נעשה לא נחת, והטוב יתגלה. יחד, יחד, נדרוש תיקון ביחד, ונפיץ ידע זה. יחד, יחד, וזה נעשה לא נחת, והטוב יתגלה. הבורא הוא הקשר בינינו, הוא יוצר את הכל בתוכנו. העולם הגשמי נעלם, תוכו פשוט ומושלם. העולם הגשמי נעלם, תוכו פשוט ומושלם.
יחד, יחד, לשלמות ביחד, מעולם מדומה. יחד, יחד, מעל